You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're building up to the action at Ripon and Market Raisin on this edition. We've also got jumping at Stratford. There's two Irish cards as well from Killarney and Navan. So plenty to get your teeth stuck into with Ollie Pimlott, Will Smith and Mick Norton in the studio on Sunday. But ahead of all that, my name is Sam Norris and the man joining me in the studio today is James Millman. How are you, James?
Very good, actually. Thank you, Samuel.
Good. I'm disappointed that you're not wearing a suit today, James.
No, we're back on the radio again now, so it's back to being scruffy.
Yeah.
Perfect face for radio, so I've been told. So, yeah, we're back to normal.
Harsh words levelled at you. Have you enjoyed the last few days at York?
Yeah, no, it's been a good festival. And interesting results. Probably not the superstar, perhaps, we were hoping from the Dante. But, no, a cracking meeting, as it always is. York produced some perfect ground. And we had some excellent racing. It's probably the real start of the racing in the north for this season.
Yeah, fantastic meeting, as always. We'll start with the Dante, James, obviously the big race of the week. A lot was expected and hoped of midterm, given that US Army Rangers winning the Chester Vars was pretty underwhelming, so a lot of people were really hoping that midterm could come out and stamp his authority all over the Derby market. He ended up disappointing. The race went the way of Wings of Desire for the informed Frankie Dettori, who has had a superb week. But again, not the result people wanted. Wings of Desire didn't even have a Derby entry.
Well, no, more importantly, he had a Derby entry.
He had a Derby entry. John Gosson took him out. Yeah. Do you think he'll be stumping up the supplementary fee rather than the owners?
I think with those kind of owners, the money's not quite as important, perhaps, as some of the others. But
reach down the back of the sofa.
Yeah, I think you can find a few pennies and it will soon add up. But it just shows you he was not anywhere near expected to be this good so soon, because you've got to remember he got beat on his debut at Newmarket in April. 10 days later he goes to Wolverhampton, has a little canter round and wins there, and he was sent off at 14-1 on debut around Pavlen Road. He wasn't expected to do anything, and his work must have really improved at home, because John Gosson had Foundation in the race, who very solid 110.
Yep,
he's already kind of been exposed a little bit. That Craven run was disappointing, but he's shown a very, very good level of form. Wings of Desire at 88. Not really much had ever been spoken about him until his entry for the Dante. And he obviously, like I say, must have improved a fair bit. And he did it nicely, showed a real good attitude, and was always going to get there, really. Deauville ran a cracker for Aidan O'Brien, and for me, actually, he's run the best trial of any of the Ballydora runners going into the Derby, but they're all in a little bit of a heap. Midterm, he was very culty beforehand, just wasn't concentrating on the job in hand, and he was disappointing. But again, we see nothing outstanding from these three-year-olds, and that is a little bit disappointing. But it's a very open Derby. We've just got all the leading contenders aren't really going to be going for it. That's the issue at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it says everything when the top five in the betting, three of them aren't actually entered into the race. We've got Minding at 5-2 with a run. US Army Ranger 4-1. Wings of Desire needs to be supplemented. Deauville, we've mentioned there, at 8. And then Cloth of Stars at 9-1, who also needs to be supplemented. That speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
And you could have Somi Dar.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
Who won the Epsom Derby trial before winning the Musadora. She would be, on form-wise, one of the favourites as well. Probably one year where the Oaks look stronger than the Derby, and you could arguably have either Minding or Sodar Me, if they wanted to avoid each other, they could probably go for a weaker option and go for the Derby, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But it does appear that way at the moment. We've got a lot of horses which are there or thereabouts, but there's nothing is standing out, and that's the disappointing thing. Whereas this time last year, Golden Horn had stamped his authority. Yeah. And while for me, last year's three-year-old were a really weak crop as a whole, we had a couple of outstanding horses in Jack Hobbs and Golden Horn. Whereas this year, I think strength and depth's actually quite high. I think we've got a lot of decent three-year-olds, but nothing's actually standing out. And I'd say open derby, and that's always good because we don't actually know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If I was still Hugo Palmer, I'd be running Galileo Gold. But
not after that gene test, James.
Well, gene test and et cetera, et cetera. But after every trial, he must be just kind of...
Yeah.
Maybe regretting slightly being so emphatically, no, we're not going to go for a derby because he's still in it. Al Shakab haven't got any other runners in the race, although there was an interesting interview with him the other day, Hugo, and obviously Al Shakab sponsor the Sussex Stakes, and you'd imagine that would be his main aim as such. And yes, a run in the derby, a mile and a half, he doesn't stay, has a very hard race, it could ruin his career. But again, even if you sponsor it, there's a Sussex Stakes and there's a derby, and you generally remember what horse wins the derby. So if he was mine, he'd be going derby. That'd be easy. But I can get the points why they think he won't stay, but there is only one derby ever.
Yeah.
And there's lots of Sussex Stakes that you can go back for. So, interesting. Like I say, Colts-wise, it's really open. I thought Deauville, to be fair, I thought he ran a pretty solid trial. I think he'll be a nice each-way bet because you know he's realistically going to run.
Which is half the battle.
Exactly, with some of the other ones. Just we'll see what comes on the Monday before the derby, and we'll see what's actually the final entries for the race, really.
Yeah, certainly. It still looks quite a messy picture in the derby, but as you touched on there, James, the Oaks is looking really well up to scratch renewal this year. Minding 11-10, Somi Dar 5-2. As we both said, they could easily go on and win a derby on the basis of some of the trials at the moment. Ballydoyle 10-1, 16s for Alice Springs. As I said, it looks really up to scratch this year, the Oaks, and whilst we saw some disappointments in the shape of midterm, Somi Dar won her trial and won it in the fashion that we wanted to see.
The Colts do.
Yeah, exactly.
Very impressive, very professional. She's scooted clear with ease. She's been around Epsom already. That form's obviously working out well because the second and third, they have won their respective derby trials. And like you say, if she was heading to the derby, I would think she's actually got an easier chance of winning the derby than what she has in the Oaks. But I'd say it's just one of those things. But I think time-wise, I think the Musadora was on in a much better time than Dante, and she was just impressive. And like I say, it's just a really interesting year in that respect, and in the fact that normally the filly's going to be a little bit of a muddle, yet we seem to have got two that are very consistent and very much outstanding fillies of their generation.
Absolutely. Anything else caught the eye over the last 3 days on the Naismire, James?
Good to see old Clever Cookie getting the Yorkshire Cup. Fortunately, it was a pretty weak Yorkshire Cup with Flying Officer obviously dismantling Frankie on the way to start, and unfortunately he had to be withdrawn. Lots of interesting performances, to be fair. Nothing really stood out as though they're going to be screaming Royal Ascot winners, etc.
And Bondi Beach, of course, was entered in the race, but heads to Navan on Sunday for a four-runner Group 3 instead.
Easier task. Yeah. Obviously, they just felt he perhaps wasn't quite ready for such a hard race, yet ultimately when they looked at the final result, it was actually a weak race, and we actually had to have Anna beat. Unfortunately, he wasn't quite right, but with Kirby Enthusiasm running very well off a mark of 101, that was a little bit gutting for us. But it was a slightly weak race, but great result for Peter Niven. I mean, it's his only flat horse, and he just does an excellent job with Clever Cookie.
Yeah, and a rare big race win for PJ McDonald as well.
Yeah, good for PJ. Obviously, Danny Toddy had a horrible fall on the day before when, unfortunately, his horse had a heart attack, and it was a real nasty incident. Luckily, no broken bones, but he's obviously a little bit shaken and having a few days off. But great for PJ, and like he said in his interview, if you give most jockeys the opportunities in his races, most jockeys can get the job done. It's just getting those opportunities that are very, very hard and not easy to find.
Yeah, indeed. That about wraps up the action at York then. The yard are going reasonably well, James, on a personal level. We said just before the podcast, running very well, but without perhaps getting their noses in front.
Generally, they're all getting some prize money, lots of second, third and fourths. And it's always good to see, but it's slightly a little bit frustrating, especially from a Naps table, because I could have been plus 20 clear with a 16-1 third and 8-1 second. So it's there or thereabouts, but unfortunately there or thereabouts doesn't pay the bills. But they're running well. Hopefully a little bit more luck in our favour, and we'll get a few more winners on the board. But like I say, it's better coming second and third than absolutely out-tailed off at the back. Yep. So generally they're running pretty well in a minute.
Okay, good stuff. Let's move on to Sunday's action then. We've got two races to come from Ripon on the level and two over the obstacles at Market Raising. A decent card as well at Ripon on Sunday. And we begin with their 3:35. This one is a Filly's handicap over 6 furlongs. 9 runners down to contest this one. A decent pot on offer for those who line up for it as well. James, who's on the mind for this one?
Yeah, really interesting sprint. And like you say, for 20 grand, it's got a real strong field. Avon Breeze, loads of course distance form for this mare. She's probably in the form of her life at the minute, to be honest. And they used Jacob Butterfield's £3 claim to reduce her weight to 9 stone 10. And I can certainly see her running a massive race, a track she loves. And she's definitely the one to beat. But I was going to go for one that's unexposed. 3-year-old getting a little bit of weight, getting the weight for age allowance. That is Glen Rowan Rose for Keith Dalglish and Philip Macon. Really impressed with her win at Hamilton in a 3-year-old conditions race. Won very, very nicely. Handicapper has stuck her up £4, but I think she's probably worth that. And she's got lots of form in some very good races last year. So she's the interesting one for me, and she'll be the selection. One you've got to mention, switching back onto turf, is Stocking, who represents Roger Varian and Highclere for Thoroughbred Racing. This one's probably been a little bit disappointing, but has been highly tried. And interesting, Roger sends her all the way up to Ripon. He doesn't have too many runners here. And complete unexposed one would be Giddy for Richard Farhay and Sammy Joe Bell. Won on debut and then disappointed at Erin in a nursery when made 5-2 favourite in a competitive 18-runner nursery. So Connections must have thought a mark of 79 was pretty generous. Only got 8 stone tomorrow with Sammy Joe Bell's £3 claim. Watch the market. If the market comes strong, and I really wouldn't put you off her, but we don't really know enough about her at the minute for me to be putting her up as a confidence selection. But Glen Rowan Rose will be the selection for Keith Dalglish and Philip Macon.
Glen Rowan Rose then getting the nod for James in that Ripon 3:35. We say at Ripon now for their 4:10. The next race on the card is a mile handicap, a class 2 event with 9 runners down to contest this. Probably the race of the day from Ripon, this one. James, who's on your mind?
Yeah, I do like Swift Emperor for David Barron and Graham Gibbons. This horse was beaten a short head in similar conditions at a Ripon last time out. Loves the track and pretty progressive. Won his maiden back in September 2014. Lightly raced. Only had 3 runs last year. A couple of wins at Haydock and Pontefract, both by a neck and a head. So the handicapper couldn't really put him up too much. And like I say, he's gone up another £3 for that short head defeat the other day. But it was a really good effort. And he's in form. A lot of these are a little bit disappointing and do need to improve. Spring offensive's obviously interesting because Adam McNamara had a £7 claim. He was very useful attached to the Richard Farhay stable. Won on his horse at Pontefract back in April with a professional jockey on. Not quite so good at Newmarket, although that was a 50 grand handicap. And Adam's back on board today, so that could be interesting. Lots of these, like I say, have been out of form at the moment. Urartis on fire. He's been disappointing since winning at Pontefract in July, but he's now £1 lower than that success. He's No Saint, hasn't run for a little while, but he looks a little bit high in the handicap. Prince Johan, very useful horse who won the Cambridgeshire. He's not been seen for a year, but we're handicapped on old form. So lots of question marks against these, so I think you've got to stick with the proven form horse in Swift Emperor, who is unexposed, progressive, and could be a decent animal. So he's a selection in that 4:10 at Ripon.
Swift Emperor then, the one James is plumping for in the 4:10 at Ripon. We go to Market Raising now for a couple of jumps races. We begin with their 3:50, which is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. 8 runners down to contest this one, so a decent each way shape to the race, James.
Yep, definitely. And obviously the eye catching one is Ian Williams's Byron Flyer, who won a pretty competitive kids handicap at Plumpton 7 days ago. Kids race, I mean, you don't get a penalty, so he's off that same marker, 1-1-3. I'd imagine if the handicapper could reassess him, he'd be giving him probably £10 more. And he's well handicapped, I think, on some of his flat form. He won a maiden at Lingfield back in January over a mile and a half, so he's got plenty of flat speed. And he's pretty unexposed. A lot of these are probably the slightly later stages, and we know exactly what they can do. One that's probably interesting at a little bit of a price maybe would be Midnight Shot for Chai Longson and Richard Johnson. Chai Jeremy does extremely well on better ground, and this one, much better effort when third at Chepstow last time behind Vosney Romane. Where handicap has dropped £9 from his previous high of a year ago, and that was a step back in the right direction, so he's dangerous. Valiant Creek, he won at Fontwell, but that was a pretty weak maiden hurdle, and he'd been exposed before off similar marks in the past. So I do think it's a nice opportunity, well placed by Ian Williams, for Byron Flyer to make it a hat-trick.
Okay, Byron Fly then, the bottom weight, gets the vote for James in the 350. The final race on today's podcast then comes in the shape of the 425 at Market Raising, a handicap chase here over 2 miles and 3 furlongs this time. 12 runners are set to take their chance in this one. What do you make of this bunch?
Really competitive, as you'd imagine, for 25 grand, and as it should be as well. And you've got to mention Neil Marlin's Indian Stream, done a cracking job with the individual since he joined his yard. He's won his last 2 starts, and one of those was a really competitive chase at Cheltenham. So Cheltenham, Market Race, and you'd say Cheltenham would be a lot more competitive. So I think he can defy another £9 rise. Unfortunately, with Noel Feely's injury, he's got a new jockey, but perfectly able replacement. Grand National winning jockey, Leighton Aswell, so that won't be an issue. Although Noel has certainly got on well with him recently. And he's going to be very, very dangerous and a valuable prize. And he's the one to beat. Orviera's old brave Spartacus, he won nicely at Sedgefield back over hurdles last time. I just think he probably needs to improve to be winning off 1-4-3 at the age of 10. Although his last run of offences did come at Aintree in a 50 grand handicap. So this actually marks a drop in grade. Sir Valentino, he goes well fresh as his return after 106 days off the track. But handicapper might just have got hold of him. He's £2 lot higher than his last success, which came at Ludlow. Thomas Cropper's obviously interesting because he generally runs well. Just struggles to get his head in front. And that's been a little bit disappointing this season, I think, after that second at Cheltenham last year. But on the whole, a competitive little contest, but I do think that Indian Stream is going to be very, very hard to beat for Neil Marland and Leighton Aspel.
Okay, Indian Stream then bidding to get the hat-trick up is the choice of James Millman in the 425 at Market Raisin. Just give us a quick spin through the selections one more time then, James, of the 4 races we've looked at on Sunday, please.
Yeah, the 335 at Ripon. We've gone for Glen Rowan Rose in the Filly Sprint, won nicely at Hamilton in a conditions race last time. I think back in handicap company, she can follow up. In the 410 at Ripon, we've gone for the very improving Swift Emperor, who has lightly raced, won 3 of his 6 starts so far, and he can make it 4 from 7. 350 at Ripon, Byron Fly has been well placed by Ian Williams, and he can get the hat-trick. And then finally, the most valuable race of the day, we've gone for Indian Stream for Neil Marland and Leighton Aspel.
Thank you very much then, James Millman's thoughts ahead of the racing on Sunday. Thanks for that, James, and best of luck.
No worries.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.